This is a dictation for Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Leffingwell, L-E-F-F-I-N-G-W-E-L-L, May 10, 1987. Mr. Leffingwell, a 36-year-old gentleman, status post, deceased donor renal transplant, January 2020, University of Michigan, prior dialysis, progressive renal failure, presented to emergency room McLaren, M-C-L-A-R-E-N, with shortness of breath, diffuse edema, severe anemia, multiple lap abnormalities, hypertension in the 200s, atrial fibrillation flutter in the 130s, 150s, transferred to University of Michigan, prior AV fistula clotted, did not respond to diet medications, converted by himself to sinus rhythm, started dialysis through a catheter, fluid removal, 1 unit of packet of red blood cells, kidney transplant on the right side without obstruction, no biopsy was done, baseline creatinine around 4. They consider that even if there was a rejection, kidney function is too little, and the side effects of medication will be too prohibited. An echocardiogram shows left ventricular hypertrophy with preserved ejection fraction 61%. There has been problems for him to get his medication refilled for both blood pressure and hypertension. There was no evidence of myocardial infarction. Other complication list review negative. Please refer to records from University of Michigan, which I reviewed carefully, as well as emergency room McLaren and my prior office visit. Next paragraph, right now, back working in a car wash shop. He's able to eat, no nausea, no vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, making urine, no cloudiness of blood. Urine volume is in the low side, no kidney transplant tenderness. He still has significant edema to the lower extremities to the chest, abdominal distension. He denies chest pain palpitation, has not required oxygen, minor dyspnea on activity, not at rest, no chest pain palpitations, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea, no pruritus. Next paragraph, pressing medications include clonidine, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. He has not bring medication from home. Next paragraph, deny smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, he is awake, alert, severe weight gain as well as edema, normal eye movements, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, minor JVD. Lungs today decrease on basis, but no oral wheezes, no pericardial rapt, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, edema, question ascites, kidney transplant on the right, no tenderness, no peritoneal signs, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. At University of Michigan, anemia, thrombocytopenia, thought to be related to hypertensive-induced thrombotic microangiopathy. Coombs testing was negative. Peripheral smear, no major abnormalities. Haptoglobin not decreased. HDL minor, LDL minor increase. There was patchy infiltrate on the X-ray predominance on the right side, but no organism has been isolated. Kidney transplant 11.9 without obstruction, no stones. Renal artery is open. Urine analysis shows gross amount of protein. more than 600, no, low level of blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has a failing renal transplant secondary to hypertension with severe proteinuria, probably nephrotic range and syndrome. Unlikely for this kidney transplant to be safe. We will make a decision on the next 2 weeks if he is considered ESRD, the importance of taking all his blood pressure and transplant medications. He likely will need to explore a second transplant. The importance of salt, fluid, potassium, phosphorus restriction. We will make a decision for phosphorus binders, PTH, vitamin D, according to results. Increase Mircera to 75. Agree with anemia without external bleeding, likely represents hypertensive-induced thrombotic microangiopathy. There is hypertensive changes on the heart. Interesting that right ventricle also shows hypertrophy, not only the left. He will need an AV fistula if kidney transplant do not recover enough to be off dialysis. We will discuss home options for peritoneal dialysis. We need to review the most updated transplant and blood pressure medication list. End of dictation.